here's a story from The World.
We start today in Afghanistan, where residents of Dikundi province in the central part of the country say that Taliban fighters are forcing them out of their homes. The victims are from the country's Hazara ethnic group. They're mostly Shia Muslims who speak the Persian language and have lived in that part of Afghanistan for centuries. Hazaras have faced persecution and violence going back many years. But as The World's Shirin Jafari reports, now the Taliban are evicting them and taking their land.
On a recent afternoon, residents of Dikundi province were on the move. This is from a cell phone video shared with me. It shows kids herding a couple of goats out of a village. Behind them, donkeys carry piles of blankets, clothes, pots and pans, whatever the villagers managed to take with them in a rush. This is the fate of hundreds of families. They've been forced out of their homes over the past few weeks. Residents of Dikundi province tell me the Taliban ordered them to leave, sometimes giving them only 3 or 4 days to pack up and go. Then, after they're gone, they say the Taliban set fire to their homes or blow them up. In this video, taken from a hilltop, smoke is rising from one family's home. And a few minutes later, a blast rips through the mud structure, destroying it completely. 42-year-old Haji Muhammadi is one of those driven out of his home, which was then set ablaze. He fled Dikundi with his family and is now taking refuge in the capital, Kabul. Since early September, Muhammadi tells me the Taliban have been telling people that this is their land. And when people complained, he says they were arrested. The mistreatment of Hazara people in Afghanistan is nothing new. The Taliban and Islamic State have carried out brutal attacks against them for years. But since the Taliban takeover last month, forced evictions are becoming more common.
11 نفر از اینا نظامی بودن که اونا تسلیم شده بودن به طالبان.
When the Taliban took over our province, Muhammadi says they executed Afghan army soldiers even after they surrendered. He says the Taliban also killed civilians, including women and children. Videos of these executions have been shared online. The Taliban says it's giving amnesty to anyone who worked in the previous government. But accounts like those of Muhammadi and others in Afghanistan tell a different story. A Taliban spokesman did not respond to my request for comment. Salim Javed is a human rights advocate based in Sweden and says the situation in Dikundi province is dire.
It's estimated that about 1,500 to 1,600 families have been forced to leave their villages.
The Taliban is claiming they have ownership over the land in this area. But the people who are being driven out of their homes, who are mainly farmers, say they have lived there for hundreds of years.
They have also ordered the people not to take their wheat, almond, or other agricultural products with themselves, only some very basic necessaries.
The displaced families are taking shelter anywhere they can. Some have fled to other provinces, and they're living in mosques or abandoned buildings. In another video shared with me from Dikundi, an older man addresses the Taliban and asks why they won't show mercy. I'm 65 years old, he says, and I have lived on this land all my life. Now you're telling me to leave? Rehane Azad is a former member of Afghanistan's parliament. She represented Dikundi province until last month. She got death threats from the Taliban after the government fell and had to leave the country. Over a WhatsApp call from Albania, where she's based now, she tells me she's been getting frantic messages from people back home. She says they're asking for help in text messages, over Facebook, and anywhere else they can. But what can I do for them, she says. I have no power now. The Taliban took everything from us, Azad says. Now they're taking away our land and homes. As the winter months get closer and much of the world's attention on Afghanistan fades away, Rehane Azad says she worries about the fate of displaced Hazaras and so many others in her country. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.